Wind power developers have long coveted the Flint Hills because they're one of the nation's windiest regions, and the area has enough infrastructure to carry electricity to urban centers. Nature lovers also cherish these hills. According to Faye Harp, who lives on a nearby farm, what makes the Flint Hills special are the native tall grasses.
I don't know whether I can describe them or not. Like an ocean waves. Amber waves of green, and the grass does the same thing. It just moves with the waves and whips around, and it's just really, really quite pretty.
For centuries, tallgrass prairie blanketed the American Midwest, building rich topsoils and providing food and shelter for native species ranging from prairie chickens to bison. As the United States expanded westward in the 1800s, most of that prairie land was transformed into cropland. But the rocky Flint Hills were too hard to plow, so they're still covered with grasses that can grow taller than a man. At least they should be that tall. To make ends meet, many local farmers and ranchers run so many cattle on the prairie the grasses are overgrazed. Ms. Harp suggests they wouldn't need to do that if they got extra income from wind farms, sleek white turbines, generating renewable energy.
It wouldn't bother me any. Matter of fact, I'd like to go see it. I kind of like things like that.
Rural communities often support the development of wind farms, since they generate not just power, but needed revenue for local services and schools. But some Flint Hills residents don't want any wind farms in eastern Kansas.
We have a lot of wind in Kansas. There are a lot of places these could be developed.
Rose Bacon is a Flint Hills rancher who served on the state's Wind and Prairie Task Force, where she vigorously opposed the wind power advocates. Ms. Bacon says that rows of wind turbines perched on a hill would blight the landscape for miles around. She says they're less visible in flat, plowed fields.
I've seen them in Iowa. I've seen them in Minnesota. I have no problem with them. On the ridges of the Flint Hills, or I have seen them in Wyoming on ridges, or New Mexico on ridges, they are horrendous because they clash so badly with the natural environment.
Concerns such as these have led Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius to delay wind farm construction in 1 million hectares of the Flint Hills. But wind developers warn, unless they start soon, they'll lose out on a federal tax credit that would keep their projects affordable. Some tallgrass experts caution that environmentalist concerns may be self-defeating, that blocking wind farms may actually harm the places nature lovers hope to save. Electricity has to come from somewhere, they say. And if not from wind turbines, power will be generated by coal and gas-fired plants that create emissions that contribute to global warming.
We don't think that every time you turn on a light, you're threatening a toad.
But Steve Jones, author of The Last Prairie, says you could be.
When you turn on that light, the coal plant fires up and spews pollutants out into the air. That contributes to acid rain, and acid rain is destroying amphibian populations all over the world.
Mr. Jones says wind farms are kinder to the environment, and clustering them in a few locations, even on a ridge in the Flint Hills, would minimize their impact on overall views. If they generate income for conservation easements, he says they might also reduce overgrazing. For now, many nature lovers feel torn between supporting renewable energy and keeping the land they love pristine. On a sunny afternoon, crickets and a hiker sing in the Kansas Tallgrass Preserve.
We can see for miles and miles. Long ways.
This man doesn't want any wind farms within these 3,500 protected hectares, but he says putting them somewhere in the Flint Hills would be okay. It's a sentiment other hikers share.
Well, I suppose if they were placed in good position, they would bring electricity and help to farmers. There's always room to share technology and land.
I could give up some of the scenic beauty in the country for some windmills and solar energy sources. I think we couldn't give them all up, but it wouldn't take all of them.
A Kansas cabinet team is urging the state to help local governments in the Flint Hills region establish guidelines that promote wind power while protecting the prairie. Meanwhile, the National Commission on Energy Policy is recommending that